He had a severed finger in his wallet. What kind of What up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boom thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome and a plethora of what the fuck? Yeah, a lot of what the fuck moments happening here. If you're new here, I appreciate you for stopping by, man. Thanks for joining in on the silly with me today. This is going to be fun. Take a gander at the titles of my past episodes and you will see that I cover a lot of fun and random ass topics. I'm talking random. All right, we can do true crime stories. Sometimes they don't always end in murder. Paranormal experiences, embarrassing stories, doorbell camera stories, bizarre sex fetishes, and more. We like to get into the nitty-gritty of the fun that is life. Yeah. All right, that was deep for me. I had a moment. So welcome to the show. And there's a little something out there, out there for everybody. There's just a plethora of awesome, like I said. No stone is left unturned on this show. So subscribe to this podcast and join in on the silly every Friday. Yeah. All right. So this is the part where I share what's new with me because I know how much you care. You know, it's not that long though. So, okay, check it. I went to the chiropractor the other day to get, you know, adjusted. And the last few weeks, my chiropractor was unavailable, because of some sort of family thing that she had going on. So they had like a couple of different chiropractors for my last few visits. So it's been a few weeks since I've seen my actual chiropractor, you know? And anyways, so this week, my actual chiropractor was available. And while she was doing her thing, adjusting me, blah, 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 she said, "You look and feel like you've lost weight." I was taken aback. Girl, when I clutched my pearls. Really? You mean it? You know, because like when someone tells you it looks like you've lost weight, you want it to be true. You're like, oh, please tell me are you serious? You know? And so when I tell you that she made my entire month, okay, like the fact that she said it looked and felt like I lost weight was everything because, you know, she had to move my fat around and shit and just in my bones and everything. She's touched my body. You know what I mean? It feels too, you know, so, and she didn't, you know, she doesn't have to move my fat around, but you know, it's kind of hard not to touch it in the type of job that she has. Oh my God. Sadly, she's the only woman to have touched me in years. And it does not help that she's extremely hot, hot. She's attractive. Anyways, so your girl gets to be felt up once a week by a sexy doctor who noticed that I lost weight. Yeah, listen, if I could just get that credit score and find out if she also enjoys the company of ladies, when I tell you I'll drop her as a doctor so fast so we can have our happily ever after. So instead of repairing my back, she can focus on breaking it. Yay! That's a sex joke. In case that went over your heads. I'm joking. She's actually a really nice doctor. So, well, that's what's going on with me. I'm single as hell. And apparently I'm ridiculously ridiculous. Simply because she noticed I lost weight. We just went through all of that. That's ridiculous. Just tell me I've lost weight and I'll propose to you. It's as simple as that. Anyway, shout out to my non-skippers. Who stayed and listened to my blah, blah, blah corner. It's nice to know that my lack of love life matters to a few of you. Let's move on, shall we? How do you even go into what we're about to talk about after that? How do I even go into it? We'll be back after this strange sound. I don't know, dude. Listen now, I feel like I warned y'all about those random sounds earlier. So when you heard the cow and the glass break, listen, leave me alone here. Okay, so as many of you know, it is Black History Month. And if you've been listening to my podcast either this month or last February, you know, I like to do something a little different. I want to go ahead and share some Black history at the beginning of each of my February episodes. And it's been a great experience learning more about people and things that I didn't even know about. You know what I mean? And it's like, damn, we got a beautiful past. I want to share it. You know what I mean? So that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And today I want to tell you about Gordon Parks. Gordon was the first Black professional photographer, y'all. Yes, the first. Now, y'all, he was doing the damn thing, okay? So he was born November 30th, 1912 in Fort Scott, Kansas. And Gordon was hired by Life Magazine as their first Black photographer on staff. Now, that was back in 1948, okay? Now, when he published a photo essay on the life of a Harlem gang leader, which I must say sounds like an amazing read, quite the read, honestly, especially in the 40s. They love shit like that. Okay. Anyways, he stayed with Life Magazine. And as you may have heard, that's a big ass magazine. I think it still exists today, but I remember seeing it when I was growing up. So I feel like it's still out there, but I don't really know anyone who reads magazines anymore. You know, everything's online. Anyways, so he stayed with Life Magazine for about 20 years, but his photography rocked the nation, all right, from the early 1940s all the way into the 2000s. My guy took photos of absolute legends during his career as well. We're talking Barbara Streisand, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, and those are some pretty big names, y'all. It's impressive. It's dope. But he did more than that. He did more than take amazing photos of celebrities. What he did, man, is he focused on poverty, civil rights, race relations, and urban life, you know? And you can really see it in his work. It's amazing. I'm going to make sure you can actually Google it. I can only post so much on the podcast Instagram. I think I can do like 10 per post or something like that. But if you Google Gordon Parks photography or photos or pictures or whatever, you're going to see some dope things. His work, it tells stories, man. It tells stories. So he said, and I quoted from GordonParksFoundation.org, and it's a quote here, and it says, "I saw that the camera could be a weapon against poverty, against racism, against all sorts of social wrongs. I knew at that point I had to have a camera." Now that's a quote from Gordon himself. My guy, Gordon, he was creative on all types of fronts, y'all. He was a deep thinking, intelligent, creative man, and he used his powers for good. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, he was creative on all fronts, guys. He was great at writing fiction and nonfiction, you know, stories and things like that, painting, musical composition. My boy was making music, filmmaking. He even became the first African-American to write and direct a major Hollywood studio feature film, The Learning Tree. This was in 1969. Now, his next film, many of you have probably heard of. It was pretty popular in the 70s, and honestly, it still is, especially in the Black community. But the movie Shaft. Can you dig it? He pretty much introduced the Black action hero into mainstream media. Like, my guy, Gordon, he did a lot of stuff. I had no idea that he had anything to do with the movie Shaft. I've seen that movie a dozen times. Okay? That's dope. Like, I was floored when I read that. I couldn't wait to share that with you guys. Now, he developed films relating to the experience of struggling Black Americans and slavery. He created the Blaxploitation genre. And even Spike Lee says that Gordon Parks was an inspiration to him. Spike says, and I quote this from Wikipedia, Spike Lee says, "You get inspiration where it comes from. It doesn't have to be because I'm looking at his films. The odds that he got these films made under, got made under when there was no Black directors is enough." So he's pretty much saying the fact that Gordon was able to get these films made at a time where no black director could ever get anything done, especially under those conditions at that time. That's enough. Like, that's respect. Oh man, this, he made it. You know what I'm saying? So that's essentially what he's saying. But Spike said that, y'all, who is also another amazing black man that I respect, Spike Lee. But anyways, Gordon Parks was doing the damn thing, like I said. Now here's a fun little tidbit as well. My guy Gordon even had a Sesame Street character named after him. Yeah, Gordon Robinson was one of the residents on Sesame Street, and he was played by Roscoe Orman, and you know the black bald guy on the show. Google him, and you'll remember exactly who I'm talking about. You're like, oh yeah, that guy. I'll be sure to post pictures on the podcast, on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly. And I'll have some photos posted about that. Oh, I'm thirsty. Now, sadly, the real Gordon passed, Gordon Parks, he passed March 7th, 2006 in New York at the age of 93. So he led a full life. Full life. Now, I can go on and on about this man and all his accolades, you know, because there's actually so much more that I just didn't have time to share with you. But you can Google him and learn his amazing life for yourself. It's great. It's like a scavenger hunt of knowledge. You know what I mean? Anyways, it's time to move on with the show. And if anyone can understand that, it would be Gordon Parks himself. On with the show. And also, happy Black History Month, everyone. Let's go on with it. Okay, so last week we talked about a headless sex doll and hidden cameras. Yeah, it was yet another creepy, yet amazing and amusing episode. It was both the amaze and the muse. Okay, if you haven't already, check that episode out. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I'm on a lot of podcast platforms, so let your friends know too. I post every Friday, and you never know what the topic will be, but you know it'll be interesting. You know that. Today, I've got some weird news stories for you guys. It's actually one of my favorite things to talk about on this podcast. Yay! I was really digging the cold read episode that I did last week for you guys. It was a lot of fun. You know, I share something with you as I'm reading it myself for the first time. It was a lot of fun. And I want to do it again. Shall we go into? So we have a guy who had a severed finger in his wallet. We're going to talk about that. That's weird. A woman whose boss is a complete asshole. And we're also going to have an alleged body rolled up in a carpet. So man, this podcast, it has it all. It really does. But as always, before we get started with today's silly episode, I like that. If I remember to say it from now on, I'll say it. Silly-sode, I like that. I'd like to ask you guys to give this podcast a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. And if you're listening with Apple Podcasts, oh, my fate is in your hands, ladies and gentlemen. They are the podcast gods, and I'm just a mere mortal. And honest with you, the more 5-stars and written reviews that I get, the more people my podcast will be suggested to. All right. And also Spotify has recently started allowing podcasts to be reviewed. So shoot me a 5-star over there too. So I'm not the only one that's clicked 5 stars on my own podcast. I need you guys to do it too. And also Spotify is free, man. Just download that shit and, you know, press 5 stars. You ain't got to listen there. It's fine. Just hit 5 stars. Okay. Let's all cheat so I can find success. All right. So also, as always, check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, ITS and PRO, and then the word silly, ITSPRO silly. I post photos pertaining to my episodes there, and sometimes I post some other random things. So make sure you check that out. And if you're not familiar with it, we have a Facebook group. Yeah. Yeah, the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. Join that. We have a lot of fun there, too. It's a lot of fun. All right, so let's go ahead and get to the show after this message. But I kind of want to know what's going on with this severed finger. It sounds kind of weird. I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there, that Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes, or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye anxiety, and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with our first story here. I want to shout out thesmokinggun.com once again for their awesomeness here. We're checking out the bizarre crime section here. It says, cops, driver had a severed finger in his wallet. Like, what the what kind of shit is that? It said, digit discovered during late night Utah traffic stop. Now, I don't think we've ever told any type of story dealing with Utah, so this might be our first Utah story. What's up, Utah? So this happened February 11th, I believe, of this year. Let me see. Yeah, February 11th of this year. And it reads, a Utah motorist with 11 fingers. Oh, that's right, because he had one in his wallet. I was like, how? What? Got it. So Utah motorist with 11 fingers was arrested following a traffic stop Wednesday evening, according to a court filing. The spare digit, really, the spare digit was not one, was not, oh, okay, the spare digit was not on one of Victor Chavez Zuniga's hands. I probably said his last name wrong. Zuniga? No, that's not how you say that. Moving on. But rather in the 27-year-old's wallet. Okay, so they said that spare digit, it didn't belong to him. It was in his wallet. What the fuck? Where? Why does he have a spare finger in his wallet? Okay, so it says here, but rather in the 27-year-old's wallet where it was beginning to turn green and the fingernail appeared decayed. Ugh. Oh, that's so disgusting. Oh, that's gross. I might vomit on my microphone. And if I do, I'm going to need someone to get me a new one. That'd be great. It goes on to say Chavez Zuniga. I'm assuming that's how he's. It's Z-U-N-I-G-A. But it's someone's name. So Zuniga. Anyways, this dude has a severed finger in his pocket, wallet, whatever the fuck, so fuck him. Anyways, Chavez was driving about 2 miles from his residence in Orem, a city about 45 miles south of Salt Lake City, when a cop pulled him over around 10 p.m. for a broken headlight. Now listen, people, if you're gonna have a severed body part on your person, maybe make sure your lights are working. Your brake lights are good. Your headlights are good. Keep your shit at 10 and 2. You know, complete stop. 3 count at a stop sign. And make sure you do it behind the white line, bro. Don't run red lights. If it's going to turn yellow, just stop. Okay. Cause you have a severed body part on you. You got to abide by the other laws, man. If you want to get away with this, I'm not trying to give you hints or ideas on how to get away with having a severed body part on you. So we're just, everyone pretend that this was never said. Let's rewind. That's my rewind sound effect that I just made up. Okay, moving on with this weirdo. So when a computer check turned up several active warrants, in quotes, Chavez Zuniga was handcuffed and placed in custody. Two of the warrants stemmed from Chavez Zuniga's failure to appear in court for a hearing related to a prior felony fraud conviction. Wow. This guy is, he's a winner. And, of course I'll be sure to put a photo of this weirdo onto the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, then the word silly. During a search of, Chavez Zuniga, police found the defendant's wallet, which contained a severed finger and a cloth wrap. The finger, a probable cause affidavit states, had what appeared to be pus and blood on it. Oh, warning. Oh, I probably should have done that first. Pus and blood was on it. Sorry about that. Should have warned you. I didn't know. I was reading it with you. Shit. And was be... I don't know what sound that was. It was beginning to turn green and the fingernail appeared to be decayed. Additionally, when officers... I just looked up and saw the word turn green and pus. Additionally, when the officers removed the finger from the cloth wrap, A noticeable foul smell was observed, reported Officer Bryce. What is this? Mondragon? What a cool ass name. Officer Bryce Mondragon. It's like legit M-O-N and then the word dragon. Mondragon, right? I also always wonder, why is that what people say? Like a smell was observed? You can't see a smell, right? Doesn't that just seem like, I don't know, politically wrong? I don't know. I'm just talking out loud there. So it goes on to say the court filing does not address why Chavez Zuniga had several. Does not mention why Chavez Zuniga had a severed finger in his wallet, nor does it identify to whom the finger was previously attached. You know, that's a good fucking question. Whose fucking finger is that? I want to know, like, I want to know who, what, why, when, and where, all of those, all the W's. It says, pictured above in a 2018 mugshot, Chavez Zuniga was booked into the Utah County Jail, where he is being held on the outstanding warrants and a new misdemeanor charge of abuse or desecration of a dead human body. So... He's an Hispanic male, dark hair, dark eyes, dark brown eyes. His eyes look soulless and he also looks embarrassed. He's got the look of, damn, I knew I should have taken that severed finger out of my wallet days ago. I don't know why I left it there. You know, he just thought that the severed finger was like a receipt. You know, you just kind of put him in there and you just forget. It's like, ah, shit. Need that severed finger for my taxes. Yeah, that was... All right, let's end this. Let's end this segment right now. All right, let's go on to this next story here coming from mirror.co.uk. This is going to be fun. They always have some interesting stories on here. So, title is, let's see here, I'm going gray at 30. My boss demands I diet as he says it's unprofessional. This boss sounds like a complete asshole. The woman said her boss demanded she dyed her hair after she began turning gray prematurely, as he blasted her natural look as unprofessional and unhygienic. What the fuck? This was written by Zahana Eklund, audience writer, February 17th of 2022. Did I mention the name of the other dude who did? No, I didn't. I was not on here. Well, it was just on the smoking gun. Okay. I was making sure that I shared who it was. All right. So I am looking at this here. Let's go ahead and have a read, shall we? It says, we should all know by now that there is nothing wrong with getting older or with showing the signs of aging through things like wrinkles and gray hair. But one woman has been left furious after her boss demanded she dye her hair black to cover up her grays, as he believed her new look was unprofessional and unhygienic. What the fuck? When did gray hair become unhygienic or unprofessional? I feel like it makes people look distinguished, man. I had a friend in high school. He was 16 and he had silver hair, like little silver like pieces of hair coming through. He looked handsome, distinguished. He still looked his age-ish, you know what I mean? You know, God, just like how, I don't understand that. What a dick. Definitely a man. A man does say he believed her, but that sounds like something a man would fucking say. Anyways, it goes on to say, sharing her story anonymously on Reddit, the woman explained her hair began turning gray very rapidly, and she said that the white streaks in her black hair are premature, as she's only 30 years old. And listen, man, 30 is young. Okay, as someone who is above that, we don't need to discuss the exact age. Shut up, be quiet. Dimaje, shh, quiet. We don't need to discuss that. But 30 is young. You know, I'm just saying, us 80s babies, we be looking real good, like snacks, walking around, getting old. Better catch us before it's too late. You know, please catch me. All right, so let's go on and read this here. But instead of being compassionate about the woman's sudden change of appearance, her boss told her that she wasn't making enough of an effort to look professional and claimed her gray hair wasn't representing the brand properly. Wow, this guy sounds like a complete dick. I want to kick him in the face so badly. What an asshole. You know what I mean? Gee whiz. So she wrote onto Reddit, I'm 30 and suddenly last summer my hair started to turn white very rapidly. I have long black hair and it's very noticeable. It's like in the span of 2 months, a third of my hair suddenly turned white. It does not bother me in the slightest, and I never wanted to cover it with dye because I actually like it. My boss is one of those people who inherited a company and only shows up at our workplace a few times a year, so I had not seen him since early 2021. And the two other times he was in the office and we didn't coincide. So this week was our first time he saw me in about a year. All right, so this is the first time that this man even saw her for a year. Like, he doesn't even show up there. Like, what the fuck you? You know, and you have no idea what kind of hard work I've done for this company. You have no idea how much money. You don't know. And you just kind of, you look unprofessional. That's just because I don't look like someone you want to fuck does not mean I look unprofessional. You bitch. Sorry. Just, I feel her pain. Okay. That got deep. Jesus. She goes on and says, without even saying hello, he asked me, what's wrong with your hair? Oh my God, what an ass. I told him since last summer, my hair has started turning gray. He said, this is a workplace and I have to maintain my hygiene and make an effort to look professional because I'm representing his brand. I work in an office space with 14 other people and I only interact with clients over the phone. I do maintain my hygiene. My hair is clean and well-kept, and my gray hair doesn't represent his brand for shit because not one of our clients has ever seen my face, and I seriously doubt they care if I had gray hair. Things then took a turn for the worse. The following day, when the woman was approached again to be told to dye her hair. And she was told she'd be fired if she didn't comply. So you mean to tell me she's only seen this man like 3 times in the past year, but all of a sudden he comes to work 2 days in a row to chastise her about her natural gray hair? Gray? It's not like this bitch is walking to work with blue hair. You know, it's gray. It's a natural thing. What the that is insane. Wow. Okay. Fuck this guy. She added, the next day I arrived at work and HR, who's the owner's brother-in-law. Oh, she's fucking screwed. Okay. Who is the owner's brother-in-law and has that title just to collect a paycheck, asked me why I haven't colored my hair yet after my talk with the boss. Holy shit. HR? The people you're supposed to go to when you have problems like this was like, yeah, bitch, why didn't you color your hair? What the fuck? Boss said color your hair. You're going to be fired, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't even know the rules or laws. I'm just collecting a paycheck because my brother-in-law owns a place. So good luck, bitch. I don't know what to tell you. How fucked up is that? She goes on to say, I told him you can't be serious, right? And I tried to explain how gray hair has nothing to do with hygiene or being professional. He said he gets it, but his brother-in-law told me to fix it because he wants me to be my best self. And if I don't comply, then he's going to have to discipline me for insubordination. What the fuck is happening here? There's no way he can do this. This is this. Oh, my God. What words? Where are you? I can't find you. I'm angry. Oh my God. The woman is now considering quitting her job, and commenters on Reddit have encouraged her to do so. One person said, hygiene? I'm so sorry. I just can't over that. I'm so sorry that you're facing it. Fighting it takes so much energy. What a bizarre shock. Yeah, that's true. Like, you should have your right, but to grow gray hair, you know, but is that a fight that you want to battle? And who's going to be on your side if HR isn't on your side? This is a company issue. I mean, who do you even contact about that? I don't know. The Better Business Bureau? What are they going to do? Like, I don't even know. How would you even incite your actual rights? Like, how do you be like, hey, man, I have rights in the workplace. HR is on board. So it's like, what does she do? Man, that fucking sucks. Is there any more on here? Okay. It also says, while another commenter added, so gray hair is unhygienic now for women? Your employee has no right to control your appearance. A third posted, if you either walk out or are fired, it would be best to let the clients that you work with know that you will no longer be able to help them due to your hair not being colored. That should be a fun time for your boss. Fuck yeah. I love that. That's dope. Yeah, and then create your own business and whatever it is that y'all fucking do. Steal those fucking clients and make them pay monetarily. That might be illegal. She could have signed contracts. Maybe don't do that. But I like that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be working here anymore because my hair is turning gray and my boss hates that. And he told me to color it black, but I refuse to. So I'm quitting. I just want to let you guys know. Thank you so much for working with us. It's been a pleasure working with you. And I wish you and your family the best. Like, what do you do? That's crazy. All right. On to our last story of the evening or morning, afternoon or night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but this is the last story of the episode. This is coming from news.sky.com. Sky News. News.sky.com. And this is coming from, it looks like, the UK. So this is going to be great. Hey, United Kingdom. Y'all in the house tonight. Ow. So this was written Monday. It was Monday, January 17th, 2022 in the UK. It says, Prince Charming mannequin mistaken for body rolled up in carpet on motorway. The suspicious object spotted on the M11 motorway prompted a call to police, who were deployed to track down the car. Well, thank you, Megan Bynes, or Baines, I'm probably saying your name wrong, news reporter, who was sharing this story with us. There's a photo involved here. I can't wait to share it with you. It's awesome. I can totally see why you would see this and think, holy shit, there is a dead body in the car. Now, looking at the photo first, I was like, wait a damn minute. How are they going to drive the car like that? How the legs are over the seat from the back seat. See, in the UK, they drive on the right side of their car and not the left side. So what appears to be the driver's side to me is actually their passenger seat. So it makes more sense now that I think about it. Okay. But I'll be sure to put this photo up on the podcast Instagram at It's Brosilly. It says a pair of feet were sticking out of rolled up carpet believed to be a body turned out to be a mannequin dressed as Prince Charming. That's lovely. This is in the UK, right? Let me see if I can do my British accent. Who's ready for me to really destroy this accent? All right. The suspicious object spotted on the M11 motorway prompted a call to the Cambridgeshire police, who were deployed to track down the car. No, that was more like Boston with the word car. When they found the vehicle, this sounds horrible, they were told by the driver that he was taking a dummy to a themed birthday party. Right? No? Okay, I'll stop. So anyways, when they found the vehicle, they were told by the driver. The driver told them that he was taking the dummy to a themed birthday party after he was spot on the M11 motorway. Somebody called the cops because they were like, hey, man, there's a dude driving down the N11 with a dead body rolled up in a rug. Y'all might want to get down here and check it out. Why is it that the deeper I got into that sentence, the deeper a random country accent came out? Don't even know what happened. We went from barely British to that. I got problems. All right. So, okay, I'm looking at the, I just scrolled up and there was like a picture of the mannequin's face and it was just terrifying as shit. It was, okay, that's creepy. All right, so it goes on to say, Cambridgeshire police said, when we received a call on Saturday lunchtime to report a vehicle was traveling along the M11 with a pair of feet poking out the end and rolled up in a piece of carpet, alarm bells were naturally ringing for the informant and our control room. Right? I feel like I nailed that. But just in case I didn't. So they got a phone call on Saturday during their lunchtime to a lot of people were calling, telling them, hey man, on the M11, there's a pair of feet poking out the end of a rolled up piece of carpet, bro. Alarm bells are ringing for the informants and their entire control room, their squad room. So they were like, oh shit, this is wild. We might need to check this out, man. Come on, Roderick, let's go handle this. I don't know why I said Roderick. It sounded like it would be a British name. All right. So it goes on to say, we managed to track the vehicle down in Angel Grove. I thought I said angle for a second. My God. They managed to track down the vehicle in Angel Drove, Ely, where our officers discovered there were indeed a pair of feet belonging to a mannequin dressed as Prince Charming, who was on his way to a themed birthday party. The force said the driver was given advice to avoid such circumstances again. And thankfully, it was a false alarm. That is hilarious and also terrifying as hell. Can you imagine driving down any motorway, speedway, back road, whatever the fuck, and seeing a pair of feet rolled up in carpet inside of someone's car? What do you do? Like, do you call it in? What if it's another mannequin? Or what if it's a dead body? Or what if it is a dead body? You call the police. You snitched. They also saw you when you drove by. Saw your license plate number. Remembered that shit in case anything happens. Looked you up. And then you became the next body rolled up in carpet. That got deep real quick. But anything can happen, man. You know, I'm not saying don't report the crime to the police. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what I said. I said what I said. Oh my God, that's crazy. And this mannequin looks like really fucking creepy. Like, I hate to say it, but I'm getting Michael Jackson vibes. It's just the pale skin, the eyebrows that are nicely shaped, and then the eyeliner around the eyes. It's, you know, it's giving that. It's giving that. Rest in peace, Mike. I miss you. Ugh. All right. That was fun. Well, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's maybe don't carry a severed body part around with you. It's weird. You know, I mean, like rabbit's foot, that's cool. You know, rabbit's foot, that's all right. But a human one, maybe not so much. Maybe don't do that. There's levels to creepy. Because when you think about it, people who carry rabbit's foot are just walking around with a severed leg and on their keychain. That's just weird as shit. Okay, and if you are one of those people, you're weird. All right? Yeah, professionally silly life rules, man. Yeah, awesome. I want to shout out Wikipedia for sharing some of the facts with me so that I can share those facts with you about my main guy, Gordon Parks. Also want to shout out countryliving.com for some of that info as well. And of course, a big thank you to gordonparksfoundation.org. And those are the three sites that I got my Gordon Parks facts from. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I'm so glad that you are here with me. It's dope to have you guys here, man. All three of you. Thank you. So I posted a podcast episode every Friday, man. I post it every Friday. All right. So definitely be sure to subscribe to this podcast or whatever or a platform that you're using so that you'll be notified when I post a new episode. This thing is unedited. It's raw. If I said it, I said it. If I did it, I did it. I don't cut shit. So you got to hear that. You got to hear that. It's lovely. Check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram. They're both at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. Feel free to post stuff. We have fun there. Memes, TikToks, what have you. Post them up. We like to have fun, man. We have to have fun. Do it. Those are also the places, my Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. Those are the places where I'll let you know any information about the podcast that you need to know, especially the Professionally Silly Pod group. I'm going to let all of you know there on Facebook, including if a show is going to be late or you can't have one or something like that, you know. And if you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me. Do that at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be about anything you want as long as it's interesting. And there's a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. So send those in. My email is down below in the show notes. Copy and paste that bad boy and compose me a new email. I want to read what you got. Also, guys, you can leave me a message on the Anchor app. Leave me a voice message. Or you can text or leave a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. You know, hit me up and I'll put you in the podcast unless you're not into that. Let me know. But I would love to hear from you guys, man. I want to thank you guys again so much for listening every week. And I really am glad that you're here. I am. And if this is really your first time listening, I hope you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. And don't forget to share your emails, share your stories down below. My email's in the show notes. And please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially if it's Apple Podcasts. That'd be great if you've got that. And share my podcast with a friend, man. Let them have some fun. Share the silly, bro. Don't hold out. Don't keep all the silly to yourself. That's selfish. Don't do that. They want to see some silly sodes too. See, I remembered. I'm going to forget next week. I already know it. But yeah, leaving a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and iTunes would really help my show grow. That would be amazing. I check out the show notes for bonus information, my social media stuff. I've included my link tree, which has all the links to my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and more. All in one spot, including my Cameo. So for those of you who want shout outs or personalized video message from my professionally silly ass, you can find me on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And that link is down below in the show notes, as well as my link, as well as my link tree. Man, seriously, I should start editing this podcast. I make so many fucking mistakes. For those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Send me anything that you want and I open it either right here on the air, but I'll definitely be posting a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. That'll be a lot of fun. Once again, guys, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Drink every time I say professionally silly. All right, bye.